Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kelly Copeland's back with us today with some more good, encouraging, mighty, strong, set free in word. Hallelujah. So, Kelly, we're glad to have you today. Thank you for teaching us.
Thank you, Mom.
I humble myself to be under God's mighty hand to be taught today.
Isn't that a good place to be?
Yes, it is, and it's just a good return. I've dealt with you for a long time.
You put a lot in me.
I have put a lot in you, and I'm just delighted with the outcome. Thank you very much.
You put up with me for many, many years.
God puts up with all of us.
Isn't that good?
He says about God, He's extraordinarily patient. One of the translations, extraordinarily patient. And if that weren't true, we would all be in trouble.
I was reading that the other day, and the message of that was, it's not that he's forgotten what people do. I mean, if you get frustrated that it seems like people are not receiving their just desserts,
yeah,
or their just due, you know, you probably want to just keep that one to yourself, because he's that way because he's patient.
Yeah, extraordinarily.
He's that way, extraordinarily patient, wanting people to not hit the wall.
That's right.
Wanting people to come to him freely.
Think of how long he's put up with all of us, and you can understand how extraordinary it is.
I know, but you got to watch out, but wanting somebody else to get what they deserve.
Well, lest, we won't go there.
Lest we get, you know, what we deserved, and we don't. He's graced us so much, and he's extraordinarily patient with us.
Yes, he is. We're so grateful.
You know, he's given us so much, and he's been patient with me, you know, and then
with all of us.
With all of us. And just, it's like, even when
he has faith, you know.
He has faith for the outcome, and he sees the outcome. He sees what he has planned for you.
Yes.
And he sees what he has planned for the body. And I kind of have gotten away from talking this direction, but I want us to remember that we're talking this week and right now about being corrected and being encouraged and being corrected and directed, and the Lord setting us right, setting us in a right mind, setting us in a right place, setting us with the right perspective for our own lives. Because what he's doing right now is so exciting. What's coming in the body of Christ? What's coming in the world? Our place. You know, the word talks about people who just think, you know, things go on today like they were yesterday and the day before, and nothing's going to change. Talking about the coming of Jesus. Oh, but he's coming.
There's a day.
There is a day coming. And Mom, I believe we're so approaching it. You know, and I've heard you say this, whether we really are or not, we're told to live like that.
That's right.
And so I really do believe that we are, though, because I'm seeing things happening in the body of Christ and directions the Lord is talking to all of us and changing our lives in for a purpose. There is a big purpose for the changes he wants to make in us. But really, primarily, his purpose is he loves you.
He wants you to be free.
Blessed. He wants, you know, the word says you'll know the truth.
That's right.
And that truth sets you free. You come to know the truth. Mm-hmm. You come to know the truth about Jesus. You come to know the truth in him.
About healing.
About healing.
About prosperity.
And you know what,
about
Mom,
anything.
There's this progression of learning the truths from here in the Word of God. Then you begin to learn the truth of Jesus. You learn him. You know him. Knowing him. I'm talking about knowing him and his presence intimately.
Yes, amen.
Knowing that truth, knowing him in truth, then that's where I believe things become easier.
That's right.
He can change you to the degree that operating in him is not a struggle anymore.
It becomes a way of life.
It does, and it becomes a way of relationship with him.
Freedom.
Because operating in the things of God on the letter, it's a start. you know, to read this
under the law
and do it because it says it. That's a start. And you put faith here. But as you begin to read the word and you talk to him and he talks to you, then you just can't imagine living any other way.
Well, you can prove that by going to the blessing and the curse. You were blessed. He says you'll be blessed. In every way you'll be blessed if you do what he says.
But
if we don't, the curse is there. Curse is there. It has to be removed. The blessing will take care of it and remove it.
And when you and Dad started, y'all lived your life. And I remember hearing the stories about Dad's hitting the table and saying, this is how it's going to be. Because determined to live like the Word
That's
says.
Right.
But let me ask you a question. Those things that you made changes in all those years ago, you don't have to drill yourself about that anymore because you wouldn't. But you live it now because it pleases Him.
And it works.
You live by faith now out of pleasure to Him. It's in your relationship
that's
you
right.
live out of now, not out of a set of rules.
That's
the point I'm making. And so as we get into as you get into this life and He's changing you from glory to glory, you really do become free.
You do.
Free to
free
live.
Free from sickness, free from poverty, free from the curse.
And I really believe that's where impact comes from. Like your impact around on those around you. So overall, this week and next week, I believe we're going to get to that. Don't hold me to it. Mother will let me come back. If I don't get there, we'll get there someday. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm scared. I say that because I'm scheduled to come back sometime this year.
Good.
So today we're going to talk about, we've talked about correction. We've talked about, we ended in 2 Corinthians talking about, you don't have to turn there. Let me just turn there. But we said, whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. The blind, you begin to see.
Makes it a lot easier if you can see.
Do you know?
We are children of light after we get born again.
This is an aside. Proverbs, it says, people in the dark don't know what they stumble over.
That's right.
You know, it's really useless to judge people. And we shouldn't judge sinners for what they don't know. They don't know. I know it makes no sense to us why they would want to do this, that, or the other. Or why they would want to live their life, or why they think that would work. But it makes sense to them because they're in the dark.
That's exactly
and
right.
And so be watchful that you don't, you know, there are areas I know that I still need light on. And I'm not going to judge someone else for where they need light. Because
well, really,
it's not in my business.
You're about all you can handle.
I'm about all I can handle. Me and a 5-year-old about it. So, and that's all I'm required to handle.
That's right.
And so when you take the pressure of other people, and maybe there's someone close to you and you're maybe beating them over the head with the Bible, that doesn't work.
Bless them, love them.
Bless them, love them.
Is such an inspiration for people to come to God.
That's true. And just realize they don't know.
That's right.
And so, but when they come to know, the veil is taken away.
Praise God.
And we grow level to level and growth to growth. And it says, for the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us who've had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of God. See, that's what we're supposed to do. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we're changed more and more and more and more into
His glorious
image. And
the more we're changed, the freer we get.
The freer we get.
So the more blessing comes.
And boy, what a pleasure. What a joy to live this way. So we're going to talk today about coming to Him. So we want to start, and did you know that's Amana?
They understand us.
In
go
Texas,
ahead.
That means I am going to. It's just we like to save time here in Texas, and we say Amana. So I'm going to.
I haven't heard that word before, but it sounds good.
You've heard it. You just didn't translate it, or you didn't know it needed translated. It made sense. Okay, I'm going to start in Matthew 11. And I think, interestingly, Jesus is praying here in verse 25. At that time, Jesus prayed this prayer. And I have in my Bible written a new time and change.
A new time.
A new time. It says, at that time. I have in my Bible written,
a new time.
Okay, things are changing. Things are going to be different. This is a new time. At that time, Jesus prayed, verse 25, Jesus prayed this prayer. O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever, and for revealing them to the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. Now, I am reading this because I want to point out, we're not going to see these things that Jesus wants us to see until we can come to Him in a humble way. You said, I humble myself under your teaching so I can hear and learn. If you sat there thinking, I changed her diapers, and now there's nothing she can teach me, and you could sit there thinking that.
I don't think that.
I know you don't.
I'm open.
52
I like to be
two years since 50 years since you changed my diapers. So
I'm thankful for that too.
Isn't that a good thing? I'm sure the Lord would like to stop changing some of our diapers. It's time for us to grow up. So He says, thank you. So these things
Tell
are
me
hidden.
What verse you're reading.
I'm reading in verse 25 in the New Living, Matthew 11:25. So these things are hidden, Mother, from people who think they're clever.
You have to have the Spirit of God to reveal things.
So that's a lack of humility. And he thanks the Lord for revealing them to the childlike. And in the message, I think it says something like, hidden from know-it-alls. And you know what, Mom? I think people, and I'm going to say people, I say people, I think I can be the same way unless I determine not to be about things. And just think you know so much that you don't need to listen to somebody else.
That'll never happen.
It'll never happen, but sometimes those thoughts
That's
come.
True.
And there may be something.
When we get to heaven, we're going to really learn some things.
We are. But in the meantime, I believe there's always more to be learned here. And it may come from somebody that you think you know more than they do. And maybe you do in one area, maybe they know more in another area. We're going to really talk about that next week. And we're going to talk about unity. I'm hoping that we get to there because that's a powerful subject. And it's a powerful unifier when you begin to take down when these walls of self-reliance begin to come down and self-importance and these things that the Lord is cleaning out of the church in these days, boy, we are in for some exciting days.
Emily may think she knows more than you, but she doesn't.
She does think that. No, maybe about it. She told me last night, why are you, I shouldn't even say this. She said, why are you such a bossy pants?
Bossy pants.
Then I'm not a bossy pants. I'm your mother.
Well, there you have it. That settles the issue right there.
That's what we're supposed to do. But anyway, she thought I was a bossy pants. But yeah, it's hard to learn when you think you know
everything.
Yeah. And so Jesus said, these things are hidden from people who think themselves clever. And
now,
the message says, in verse 25, the message says, it's hidden from know-it-alls.
That's good.
It says, my Father entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him. Well, I have some news for you. He's chosen to reveal Himself to you.
That is
probably, sometimes it's easy to pass over that statement, but that is probably one of the most phenomenal things that could ever come out of my mouth. God chose to reveal Himself to humanity in the form of Jesus.
That's true.
I have no words left to be grateful anymore, express my gratitude for that.
Praise
and at
God.
The same time, Jesus chose to reveal Himself in His fullness to me, Kelly,
By the Spirit.
By the Spirit, Jesus chose, and He's chosen to reveal Himself to you. Now, what we do with that is our choice. Him choosing to reveal Himself to us does not mean that we're going to be set free. Does not mean we're going to be healed.
You have to receive it.
We have to receive it. I think I love it in 2 Peter. It talks about, it says, you've been given everything that you need to live a godly life. And He said, make every effort to respond to His promises.
Oh,
really, that's
good.
Describing faith.
What is that? What
that's
translation
in
is
2
that?
Peter in the New Living.
Respond. That's the key,
he says,
right there.
And it, and then it goes on to talk about, it says, add to your faith, da da da, and it begins to talk about this process of walking out victory. Mm-hmm. But it says, make every effort to respond to the promises. And really, that describes faith.
That says it.
That describes faith.
Now tell me what verse. I want
to
see. I want to mark it in my Bible.
Okay, well, that is in 2 Peter, what I just said. 2 Peter. Do you want to flip over there? We can flip over there.
Yeah.
We got 2 weeks to say this.
We can find it in 2 weeks.
We can find it in 2 weeks. We can find some answers. It says in 2 Peter, it's sort of like a recipe for life.
Where is it?
What? 2 Peter. We'll just look in verse 1. I am writing to you who shared the same precious faith. We talked about that the other day. Like precious faith. This faith was given to you. You say, I don't have faith. Well, you're wrong. Here, the Word of God says you can never say that again.
When you get born again.
This faith was given to you because of the justice and fairness of Jesus Christ, our God and Savior. In other words, Peter, mm-hmm. who, people look on Peter as Saint Peter. This is Saint Peter. If you grew up Catholic, then you have a real high respect for Peter because I think Peter really went through the fire on our behalf because he got corrected a whole lot by Jesus. And we can just read the words that Jesus said to Peter and be corrected. So thank you, Peter. But he was full of faith as he went on in his ministry. He didn't maybe see it so much when Jesus was correcting his, O ye of little faith. But, you know, this is a guy who said, hey, is that you, Jesus? I'm coming. And he jumped out of the boat. And
he was ready.
You can say, well, he sunk, but nobody else got out of that boat.
Nobody else walked on the water.
He had a wild boldness in him that I love. But he says we have the same faith as he does. Because he says, out of the justice and fairness of Jesus, you have this same faith. May God give you more and more grace and peace mm-hmm. as you grow in your knowledge of God.
Praise God.
And Jesus our Lord. So, it's not that you need more faith. We have faith. We have to work it. I mean, we have to walk in it, exercise it, and grow in it.
Lord.
It's the same as a baby. You could say, well, a one-month-old baby has the right equipment to walk, but he's not developed yet.
That's right.
He doesn't walk until he's developed and fed and exercised. And little by little, he grows. By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this. You want to know how to live a godly life? This is the process. We've received all of this. We've already have it, but we receive it by coming to know Him. This is how you receive what He's given you. It's yours today. It was yours last week. It was yours last year. But you receive it by coming to know Him, the One who called us. Now, this is what really my direction was. And we're going to talk about Him saying, come.
Now,
that's
what
a
verse
calling.
Are you reading right now?
Right now, Mom, I'm in verse 3.
Okay.
Jesus has called you. I'm glad you got us over here, Mother. I believe that was the Lord, because I want people to see that in these verses that we're going to read, maybe not have time to read it today, but in the broadcast coming up, Jesus is calling you. What a powerful thing.
Amen.
If he didn't want you to come, he wouldn't have called you.
That's right. And if he didn't want you, he wouldn't have called you.
That's right. And people think, well, I'm not worthy. He wants you.
He wants to
make you
worthy.
He paid the price for you.
Yeah.
That makes you worthy. You're not worthy on your own. You're worthy in him. But once he's made you worthy, that's what you are.
Hallelujah.
Once he's called you worthy, that's what you are. Once you're called the righteousness of God, that's what you are. But you have to get into agreement with it. You have to make every effort. We're going to read here. So he says, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he's given us great and precious promises. These are promises that enable you to share his divine nature, his personality, and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of all of this, or because of all of this.
What translation are you reading?
I'm in the New Living. Are you in the New Living?
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to read
like
you're saying.
There's several versions of the New Living.
This says in verse 3, as we know Jesus better, his divine power gives us everything we need for living a godly life. He has called us to receive his own glory and goodness.
Yes.
And by that same mighty power, he has given us all his rich and wonderful promises.
Thank you, Lord.
He has promised that you will escape the decadence all around you caused by evil desires and that you will share his divine nature. Then the next verse says, so make every effort to apply what he's given us.
Because these are just words until you grow, come to know him.
Oh,
until
my.
You come to believe him, these are just words.
And that's faith.
It is. That is. So make every effort to respond to God's promises and supplement your faith with moral excellence, knowledge, self-control,
amen.
Patient endurance, godliness, brotherly affection,
that's when
and
life
love for everyone.
That's really good. You're out of time, sister.
Oh, okay.
we'll get to you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.